Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And let us begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom to come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Father, thanking you, Father, for the prayer line, that the message and the word that we will hear tonight, Father, and all your children that come, Father, to share and testify of your goodness through the week, and even to bring, Father, that health message that can heal our body and our mind. So, Father, we thank you so much for the blessing of this prayer line and each sisters and brothers that come to share. Heavenly Father, we also pray for the Holy Spirit as we are on. We ask that you lead and guide each one and put the words in, or give them words in their heart and what they can share. Lord, there will be somebody on this prayer line that may need it, whatever it says. So thank you, Father, for your blessing. And also, Father, we ask you to be with us tonight as each and every one come to the prayer line to share. Help us, Father, tonight that we may glorify you and praise you on this prayer line. Lord, let us give you the glory and honor and praise. So we thank you tonight as you bless. And Heavenly Father, we also know Sister Power hosts on Thursday, but she has a divine appointment. So Lord, I'm asking that you bless thing that they're doing this evening. May you bless it, and may you help them in what area they need, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus as we pray. Father, pour out your spirit upon us that we will hear and be able to be doers of your word. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my sister is having an agenda tonight that she's have a special and a divine appointment, and I've just praised God, and I'm hosting for her tonight, and I'm just asking that everyone press one, and we all know how the prayer line goes. You can share. You have your time to share when you press one, and we allow about 3 minutes, and when you press one, you can share your testimonies, but I know Sister Power have some that will be singing and will be given prayer, so I'm asking that you press 1 if you're supposed to bring a prayer or if you're supposed to sing. So I'm asking you to press 1 so I can open your line. Amen. And I'm going to read the health reform just as Sister Powell normally do it. She read Genesis chapter 1 verses. I don't know who she have to read it, but if she had someone to read that, I'm asking that you press 1. Amen. And you can begin to read it. But if there's no one, press 1. I'll read it so we can move forward. But if there's anyone on the prayer line that was supposed to bring a prayer or a song, we ask them that you press 1 and I will open your line. Amen. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we ask a blessing over the reading of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And we read Genesis chapter 1. Verses 29 and 31. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and which is the fruit of trees yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. And amen, amen. I'm going to press your line. I have someone that pressed 1, and I will open your line. And we're going to read also, she goes to John chapter 3. And I'll read it. In the meantime, I will open the line for my brothers and sisters that press 272-770. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, Sister Leola. God bless you. This is Tymiko calling from Pennsylvania, and I'm so grateful to the Lord. He takes such good care of each and every one of us. He's been taking good care of me. And I'm so grateful that whenever I go out to physical therapy or to my doctor's appointments, I'm always taking with me the word of God. I would take the Steps to Christ, or I would take the little tracks from Amazing Facts by Doug Batchelor. And I'm sharing with everyone that I meet in the supermarkets and Walmart the word of God. So it is so important in these last days to share the message with each and every person that we meet to win souls for Jesus. And I place the 8 amazing steps to optimize your health. This is one of the amazing facts tracks that I place. And it says, 1, we should be eating healthy food. 2, drink plenty of water. 3, get sunlight. 4 is breathe fresh air. 5 is exercise, and 6 says moderate. 7 is get rest, and 8 says to have faith. And it gives a scripture here, Psalms 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength. So it's such a wonderful thing that we can go out and share with each and every person that is out there, and some of them are seeking for the Lord, but they don't know where to go or where to turn. So I thank and praise the Lord that he's with me, and that he blesses the books and the literature that I'm able to go out and place. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I'd like to sing a song, He Lives, song 251, if you have your hymnals. Amen. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, my dear sister, for opening my line. And if I may just share a Bible verse with you in the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. And it says, God, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let us all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen and amen. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. I love you all, always and forever, and have a blessed and beautiful health Thursday tonight. Thank you. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Leola. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika. We thank you for that, those health remedies, and also knowing that we can't do nothing about with nothing without Christ. And as you sung the song, He Lives, all that we know that in Him, that's how we do all things. He said all things is possible through Christ, but without him, that's nothing. So we thank you, Sister Tamika, for singing the song and also reading the scripture. And we're going to open the line. We're going to go to the next person by God's grace. We welcome you, brothers and sisters, to Advent Light Ministry. As I mentioned, Sister Powell is not here this evening, but we just ask that you press 1 and share, and you can still share. It's share your testimonies, your health remedies, share. But I wanted to read one more thing before I open the line for Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, I will open your line that I read the scripture, John chapter 3, 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when thy brethren come and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walking in truth. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, as we read that, we can ask that you press one and you can share your scripture or whatever the Lord put in your heart. Now we open the line for our next person to share, 240. I believe it's Sister Stephanie. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Howdy do, beloved. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm on the line with you all today for the Health Thursday, and thank you, Sister Tymeka. Absolutely. He lives, and because he lives, right, we are able to face tomorrow. I just wanted to share today I thought I had an appointment. I got up, you know, got my mind ready. This appointment, I don't know, for the females that are on the line and even for the males, you might hear your wife or, you know, your siblings or, you know, your sisters talking about it. So I had an appointment to go and do a mammogram. It's a yearly thing that the females are to do. And I dread it, right, because that machine, I'm trying to figure out a way, let me tell you, to create a machine that you don't have to go through all of that, you know, all of that stress. And so I have to mentally, you know, pray and ask God, help me, go before me and everything. And I did all of that this morning. My appointment was 12 o'clock. And so you know how they say, you know, because of the pandemic, you need to get there early. And so I got there early, you know, which when I thought about the appointment, I really thought that it was going to be tomorrow. And so for some reason, you know, I mean, I was like, I heard the woman says May 5th. And, you know, I went yesterday to turn my paper in and she said it was tomorrow. So I was like, okay. I went there today and, you know, on my phone, you have to communicate to them. So I said, they said, press here when you're there. And so I ended up saying, you know, I'm here, you know, and I went in and, you know, gave the lady my form, told her my name. And she kept looking. And she was like, well, you sure this is where you're supposed to be? And I was like, yeah. She said, you sure it's not the other location? I said, I've never been to the other location. I've always been here. And she kept asking me this question, and she was like, I'm not seeing your name. And I was like, you know, yeah, I do. You know, why are you asking me? You know, it was a little strange. However, I wasn't, you know, really distracted by that, right? I still had a smile on my face. I still was talking to her, asking, you know, how are you doing? God's blessing, peace, and love to you. But she was just looking so strange. She couldn't find anything for me on that, you know, for today. And so I looked in my phone, and for some reason it says tomorrow, but when the message came, I thought the message came for yesterday. And so I said, well, did I not, you know, she said, well, we could try to see you. She said, you know, we could definitely try to see you. She was trying to be, you know, just so accommodating for me, right? So she was like, well, I'm not seeing you. I said, this is always where I came. She said, have you been here before? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I came here 3 times last year. I was giving her my dates and everything. And she said, well, I'm not seeing you in the system for today and da-da-da-da-da-da. But there was just a peace that came over me, I'm telling you. And I said to her, you know, could it be that, you know, my appointment is tomorrow? She said, well, you know what, I'm going to try to work with you to get you in. But then she realized, I said, well, you know, does it impact my insurance? She said, you know what, let me check. She said, well, the last time you were here was on the 5th. I think she said it was on the 5th of 2021. So she said that if she takes me in today, the insurance would not pay for it because they pay for a year and a day. You see that? You pay your money for insurance, but you can't use it whenever you want to use it. And so I said, you know what, thank you so much. I said, you know, God blessing, peace and love to you, because she really was trying to fit me. And after she did, you know, I was looking at her really strange, like, you know, this is where I've been coming for the last several years. And so I told her, I said, you know, oh, my goodness, it seemed like I'm a day early. And we just laughed at it together. And I was like, you know, I said, you know, life is so short. You know, thank you for trying to help me. I said, God bless you, peace and love. And I did tell her this. I said, let me tell you this. Because when you go to those appointments, you have to wear a certain thing. You have to dress a certain way where, you know, you can't put on, you know, any kind of oil or anything. So it is actually like I had to go through this process. I had to put my mind mentally. I'm like, God, help me, go before me, because I don't like it. But in this moment, because I was a day early, I was able to laugh about it and, you know, and just joke about, you know, being there earlier than a day early. And I talked to her and I told her, I said, let me tell you something. I'm coming. I'm wearing the same outfit, okay? Don't tell nobody that you saw me in it, because I'm not going to go through finding another, you know, another attire that is going to be, you know, that is going to be good for this opportunity. And one of the blessings out of it, I called my son and I said, you know, because I took a lift over there. And I called my son and I was like, did you know, my appointment, they said my appointment is not till tomorrow. And my son was like, Mom, what's wrong with you? I was like, that's that brain fog. He was like, what's wrong with you? I thought I heard you say the appointment was Friday. I said, well, I thought that's what it was. But then when I went there, the lady told me that it was today. And so I was able to laugh about it. I walked back home, you know, and I saw another lady as I was talking to my son on the phone. She was standing by another part of this facility, and the same thing happened to her. And we just laughed together. I said, you know, but we just thank God that we're able to laugh, we're able to, you know, walk, we're able to feel all these things that are going on, and just count it all joy, right? And so I was able to share that. And so I told her, I said, you know what, I'm going to walk home. And she said, really? I said, yes, I don't. She said, you don't live too far from me. And I was like, no. So I walked home. The day was, you know, it was a nice cool air, and I was able to walk back home. And it was such rejuvenating for me, because I have not walked there. I've done it in the past, but I haven't walked that way this year thus far. And so I was just able to be able to walk, which is one of the new start, right? Exercise. I was able to get in my exercise, getting my actually more than one, getting my fresh air today. I had my bottle of water. I was also drinking that. So I was able to do new start, utilize some of the 8 doctors that makes house call. And it was just such a blessing. I was able to see my neighbors and, you know, give them God's blessing, peace, and love as I walked back home. And I thought about, you know, this is in John. I think this is in John 1, where it says counted, or John might have been John 4. Counted all joy, John 1 or John 4, one of them, or James 1. Counted all joy,
James,
right?
And that's
James 1? Okay, James 1. I knew it was to my brain. And so I thank God, you know, for the opportunity. You know, though I could have been upset, I could have been angered, I could have been, you know, a little bit teed off with the lady, because I'm like, why are you asking me these questions? This is where I come. But, you know, I was able to recognize that I was misinformed. I did not see it right. And so when I came back home, I got a text from them, and they were like, are you saying here? You're here like today? And I told the lady, sent back the text, and I said, yeah. I actually thought that the appointment was today, but I realized it was tomorrow. So I pray that you will pray for me that all will go well. And, you know, the light of Christ will shine through, will actually go before me and pave the way so that it will be one. And I remember Sister Leola was also praying for me this morning on the prayer line, where she prayed that they will be kind and nice. And the young lady at the front desk was really kind and nice. And so we're going to pray that as I go tomorrow, God will allow his spirit to emulate that place as well, and all will go well, and the results will be wonderful. We claim God's victory over our life as well. Amen and amen. So thank you so much for that. And it says that each time when we pray, God listen and he answer the prayer, because it could have been worse, but it was a good experience, though it was the wrong day. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I tell you, my sister, I love this scripture that you quote most often. I remember this scripture long time ago. I used to read this because Sister Leola needed some help. And it says, verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 2, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. You know, I used to read that, Sister Stephanie, because I used to be hooked on those hot fries, and I used to come to the prayer line, oh, pray for me. I got to get off these things, because you know what? It had made me sick. It gave me acid reflux, and we eat these things, and I learned later, don't you know, they were putting stuff in those at hot fries to make you addicted. So, and I'm telling you, when I got off Look, when I prayed about that thing and I had prayers on the prayer line, sisters and brothers, the Lord blessed. When I start to eat them things, getting nauseated, sick, and like I want to throw up. So God blessed that I don't eat that no more. So I love that scripture, count it all joy. So, Sister Stephanie, I want to thank you for quoting that scripture and praise God that you got an experience there to meet a friend and showing that lady such a loving spirit. You know, you got to have that spirit and patience. So that was a blessing. And then you was able to get that exercise. Like Sister Leola today, I went walking today. But let me tell you something. When I came back from that sun, it was no strength. I had to sit down, drink water, and do things like that. And even rest to come on the prayer line. So thank God for that. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing your health message and the 8 doctors that make house calls. It's such a blessing to be on the prayer line, to listen to these things. Amen. Because brothers and sisters, you know, repetition deepens their impression, because as we continue, you know, I did not, was consistent, Sister Stephanie, with my health. I'm a little bit better every year. And now God has brought me to a point, obedience, we got to be obedient. Because it's you know what I wanted to ask? I don't know if I remember this scripture. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Is that right? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So I'm just thanking God for what I'm hearing. And when each person bring a testimony on the prayer line to share their health message, you are helping, like Sister Constanelli, Sister Stephanie brought to me arrowroot and the health benefit. I bought me some arrowroot to thicken my soup. So I went and got that. I used the Sister Constanelli brought, she brought a herb last week. Cinnamon? No, some kind of seed. But anyway, I grind it up. And my daughter and I took it. So I just praise God to hear these messages. So sisters and brothers, we ask them that you press 1 and share. And Sister Stephanie, of course, Sister Stephanie will be our speaker tonight. So I will come back and open her line. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for bringing all that information to us. Amen. Hold on just a second. I messed your line up. Give me just a second. Okay. Now we're going to open the line for the next caller, which is 423-635. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Five, your line is open. Amen. I can hear it coming.
Yes, hi, Sister Leola.
Yes, I can hear you coming.
Amen. Sorry. Yes, I had pressed when I went to the car. I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and all that he does for me and for each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I had like a fall, some kind of crazy fall yesterday. Well, I broke my fall, but I end up spraining my right thumb. But I just thank the Lord for blessing me and keeping me. Could have been worse. And, you know, protecting me during that fall. I didn't lift my foot of something that I was, when I was walking, and I kind of tripped, and I used my hand to brace myself, but my thumb got the most of it. But I just want to share this health benefit about lemon and lemon peels. It said, what the majority of advantage using the whole lemon other than preventing wasting and adding to taste to your dish. Lemon peels contains as much as 5 to 10 times more vitamin than the lemon juice itself, and that's what you've been wasting. Lemon peels are healthy, I'm sorry, rejuvenation in eradicating toxin elements in the body. And surprising benefits of lemon is the microbial ability to kill cancer cells, and it's 10,000 times stronger than chemotherapy. Why do we not know about this? Because there are laboratories interested in making a synthetic version that will bring them huge profit, and we see profit especially in what's going on in this world. You can help a friend in need by letting him or her know that lemon juice is beneficial in preventing the disease. It tastes, it's pleasant, and it does not produce the toxic effect of chemo. How many people will die while closely guarded secret is kept so as not to jeopardize the millionaire large corporation? This plant is a proven remedy against cancer and all types of disease. It is considered also an microbial spectrum against bacteria, infection, and fungi, effective against internal parasite, which is parasite and worms. I guess it's two different things. There's parasite and there's worms. There's the big and small and, you know, different kinds of parasite. It regulates blood pressure and antideceptant, and it combats stress and nervous disorder. So lemon peels are very beneficial to us. So let us not throw these things away and use them. I was told to wash the whole lemon really good and freeze it, and when needed to get it out and just grate it and, in salad and soup and in the tea and whatever I needed in, just to use it in that form, and it's very powerful. So thank you again, Sister Leola, for opening my line. I'm about to hit the road, and keep me in prayer. God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, Sister Leola just mentioned about sharing your health remedies. Sister Carla, thank you. You know, I know my friend that I used to, when I went down to Alabama, she used to eat the lemon peeling. She always eating lemon peeling, and I just didn't adopt eating it. But praise God, I'm have to do that. Brothers and sisters, you know, and that's one thing I did not seem to look up. And I want to thank the Lord for blessing us to know this today. Maybe some others may have known, but I didn't know. I knew all about lemon juice, and I have all the information. But lemon peel, to eat it, and to, oh, my, thank you so much, Sister Carla, for sharing that with us. And as always, God is using brothers and sisters, and you know, and when we come together like this to be able to share information, because you get something, and you come give it to us, or someone else gets something, and we bring it to the prayer line, and God is helping. That is the Lord. He's blessing. So thank you so much for that information. And I'm just saying, my brothers and sisters, if you have anything that you know of that can help someone, we asking you to press 1 and share also. So thank you, Sister Carla, always for skinning and looking. But we're going to lift you up in prayer and pray that nothing else is ailing, nothing else you have hurt in your body from that fall. So we thank God that you didn't get no other injury, but even that injury, just keep putting that ice or something to help it. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller. We asking our brothers and sisters to press 1, and you can share. We asking you to press 1. I know Sister Powell's not here, and everybody is, you know, you might be used to Sister Powell on, and you come on and share, but I don't know if Sister Powell has, because she told me she had asked someone that is going to sing a song, someone going to give a prayer. Now, I don't know until you press 1 and I open your line. And then I, when I open your line, you can let me know, Sister Powell, giving you a song or a scripture or something to read. And that's how I will know, okay? Because she just told me she was going to be asking someone. So thank you. Say welcome again, brothers and sisters, to Advent Light Ministry. And that we are here to share. We are here to read scriptures, to, you know, to share, especially when you know anything that can help the brothers and sisters on a prayer line, that, you know, because we go out and we help people in the neighborhood. It's always a blessing. Amen. So press one and I can open your line. So, yes. So, Sister Stephanie, I don't have many people pressing one, but I'm just going to share something with my brothers and sisters. Give me just, I done put my Bible down somewhere else. But, well, anyway, brothers and sisters, I got to get my Bible again. So we asking that if there's anyone want to talk of God's goodness and what God has done for you, we asking you to share. Press one and your line could be open. And just give me a moment. I put down my Bible. So, yes, brothers and sisters, as we know that God wants us to take care of our bodies, and since no one has pressed one, we got lots of time before we ready to open the line. We have lots of time. Amen. I have one. Let's open that line because we want to give our brothers and sisters time. So we're going to say welcome again, the ones that have joined in. And I will open this line. Amen. 985-232. Your line is open. And you can give us your name and where you're calling from. 985-232. Your line is open. 5-2-3-2. Your line is open. Okay, well.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hello. Amen.
Oh, okay. Thank God, because I just want to thank the Lord for us watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would like to read a script, a devotion prayer. Lord, we pray for peace in the world, political, social, and national. But first and foremost, we pray for peace. And peace of God. Wait. I missed my spot. But first and foremost, we pray for peace in the souls of men and in our own souls as well. Before you left this world, when you promised to give us the spirit, you said, my peace I give you. That peace of God all passes understanding and give us inner strength as we carry on the ministry for you. May we seek and find it today. Amen. Yes, Lord, may the peace I give you, that peace of all God passes all understanding, and I give us inner spirit. Lord, I thank you for all that you gave us, because the Lord wants us to have his peace and passes to all understanding, so that we can understand his word and understand what his word means and what he's talking about. And we all need to keep the peace and give us the spirit for us to pray and get what he's talking about. So I just thank God for all his words and his encouraging words and his love for us and giving us his only begotten son so that we may have a right to the tree of life. But first we got to earn it in order to get it. And we do that by studying his word, obeying, and asking him to give us, to help us to get his understanding and so we can get to this mark we need. So I thank God, and we ask him to forgive us where we fall short. So I just want to ask for prayer for my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, and pray for all those that are sick. Pray for the homeless. Pray for the ones in the hospital, wherever shortness they may be, where they fall. And just pray for all the mission members that they may come back, and pray for those that are just gone and lost. And may God bless each and every one of our family members. Amen. Hold on, Brother John.
Okay, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, I would like to say, still count my blessings and things like that, thank God. And I just want to say that I noticed that a lot of things does come back like a boomerang, you know. Like I always say, good karma and bad karma, and things we do come back. So I rather things good come back at me for good karma, and people that do negative things, the negative karma comes back at me. So I finally got it all under control, you know, with my thoughts, I'm saying, you know, making my choices and things, and realizing that my body is my temple, and I just want to take care of my temple with the way I eat and drink healthy, and I want to do the right things and take care of myself and get God's blessings. Like I said, what goes around comes around and everything. So I keep it in mind that before I make a decision, I think on it, and I make it after I think on it. And before I say, I think before I say things to a person too, because you see, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But I know that words do hurt people too. And I'm not saying that the Bible's wrong, but I'm just saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I mean, words will hurt you in a mind way, a mental way, I guess. And you know, sticks and stones will hurt you in a physical way, but either way it goes, it still would be hurt. So I be kind with my words to people. And like you say, it comes back at you. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother John. Keep the faith. So God is holding you up, my brother. But and thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for calling in. And we welcome you all to Advent Light Ministry. And we thank you for joining in and giving and sharing. Amen. But we're going to sing a little song as Sister Powell. You just sing for the children. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. So I'm just going to sing just that one. And as Sister Powell, you just sing it for the children. So we glad to hear the children in the background as they listening to the prayer line. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for to share and be blessed. And thank you. Amen. Yes, we're going to go to the next caller, brothers and sisters. Oh, I'm sorry, that line dropped. Okay, well, we're going to share this. And as my brothers and sisters are patiently waiting, I wanted to share this this little health message here. It says, the Lord desires us to obey the laws of health and life. He holds each one responsible to care properly for his body, that it may be kept in health. The Savior in his miracle revealed the power that is continually at work in man's behalf, sane and to heal him. Though the agency of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to keep us alive, and to build us and to restore us. when any part of the body sustains injury, a healing process is at once begun. Nature agencies are set at work to restore soundness, but the power working through these agencies is the power of God. All life-giving power is from Him. When one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Sickness, suffering, and death are work of an antagonist power. Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. So I would say, brothers and sisters, and as we read that, this is Health Thursday we are doing, and we're going to learn more about health. And it is God's gift to us to be in health. So I just want to thank God for his word. And, okay, we have another one that pressed one. Let us open the line. We ask him that you would give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother, lift up my mom in prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Adelina, Sister Miola, Sister Adelina, starting A-D-E-L-I-N-A. Lift up Sister Adelina in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Pray for individual. Lift up everyone in the prayer line. And everyone in the prayer line, may God bless you all in this prayer line. May God continue to bless you all. No matter what you're going through, if you're feeling stressed, depressed, brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord, brothers and sisters. If you're feeling stressed, call on Jesus. Call on the Lord because he is able. He's a marvelous God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord in me. Bless the Lord in me. I will bless the Lord in me. Bless the Lord in me. Hallelujah. 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 May God bless you all in the prayer line, brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you, Sister Viola, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. Yes, yes, we will lift up the prayers. And yes, hallelujah is the highest praise to God. So thank the Lord for that. And brothers and sisters, welcome again. We're going to welcome because we had a few more that joined, and we like to welcome the brothers and sisters. And we just also like to welcome, which we found out that there's others that that come online that Sister Carla said is Canadian, Japan. There's other that come on this line from other countries. So we want to welcome the people online. And we want to thank God for you that's online. And to learn these health messages, to learn these health, all these health remedies, you know, I know everyone is blessed because sisters and brothers, Sister Leola just going to share this right quick, that we hear people having cancer or some sort of sickness. You know, a lot of people that's dealing with acid reflux, some kind of throat problem or cough or sinus, or God give remedies. All these little minor things God can take care of. And you know, if you let it go longer and longer, these things can worsen. And you know, even gout, you know, a lot of people dealing with gout, and you got to watch, go online and read some things. You when you get gout, there's certain things you eat in, and back up on that and take some fenugreek, read these herbs and it'll cure that gout. It'll help you. It'll a lot of pain in your leg. Read, brothers and sisters, and let the Lord help heal you, because God herbs and His remedies is it works. You let me know, let me let you know that I had sinus real bad. Sister Stephanie gave me some things, and I did it all. And let me tell you something. It really works. Sister Leola don't take medicine. I don't even take medicine for my diabetes, you know. But we have to watch what we eat. And also, for diabetes, I take bilberry. Let me tell you something. It really works for it. But I take several things for diabetic. I take Geneva Sylvester. I believe that's how you say it. I take bitter melon. I take these different things because sometimes your body get accustomed and it begin to, some things, once you use it, you can't use it every day. Or if you use it for months, change up. Because once your body get accustomed to it and say, oh, I'm used to that, I don't work no more. So change it up. And I'm telling you, you will be blessed and God can heal you through these remedies. Amen? So now, is there anyone else would like to share? Because other than that, we're going to go into prayer. We're going to go into prayers, brothers and sisters. I'm going to just make sure that no one else shared. So let us pray. Let us go into prayers. If there's anyone that has a prayer request, you don't have to share. If there anyone has a prayer request, I press 1 and open your line that not shared. Amen. Well, we're going to lift up unspoken requests. So we're going to go into our prayer and give the speaker time to share. I mean, time to be able to bring the message. Amen? So we're going to, Sister Leola just going to offer the prayer. Amen? And then Sister Stephanie going to also offer a prayer. So let us pray, sisters and brothers, because we got a few more minutes and we can Stephanie in line. But that if I'm going to say it again, but if there's anybody that wants to share, press 1 and I can open your line. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to you once again, Father, for the prayer line, sisters and brothers. Lord, if there's any sick among us, Father, Lord, you have given the herbs, the trees, and the leaves for the healing of the nation. Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you impress their mind, Lord, to go to God first and don't go to no doctor and take these pills, because these pills lower your immune system. It depletes the vitamins. It just ruins the body, and it's supposed to take care of one thing, and it kills another. It messes up the organs. Or Lord, Father, I'm asking, Lord, Father, for your mercy for my brothers and sisters. Let them not be able to do doctor first. Let them try Jesus, Dr. Jesus. As the song says, the great physician is near, and he's able to heal them. He's able to restore them, as the Bible says, Father. Father, we ask you to touch each and everyone on this prayer line. Lord, if they have any sores, like anything that causing them to have pain, Father, Lord, headaches, any headaches, Lord, Father, you know they can take fenugreek. Fenugreek would heal that headache, Lord, Father. Help them, Father, that they are sore throat, that fenugreek would help. And fennel would help some things also, gas and all these things that bother in the stomach, Father. Fenugreek and fennel will help these things. So, Father, I'm asking, Father, to help your people, lead and guide them into to the remedies that you have, and give them the spirit of discernment so they can discern what the word is trying to say to them. Give them the spirit of understanding and hope, and that they can go to God. Tell him, Lord, I need you. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to guide me. So, Father, I'm asking, praying for your people on this prayer line. And, Lord, and not only just the prayer line, Lord, for the the people that's online. Lord, I lift them up to you, Father. If there's any elderly person, Father, I'm asking that you touch them and pray for them, Lord, that they may be healed, that they may not have pain and suffering with high blood pressure and all these things, Lord, Father. Let them go search out remedies and things that can help them to heal them, Father. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Lord, we lift up Sister Carla to you, Father. Lord, she had a fall and she injured her thumb. And Father, we know that you can heal, that you can restore. So Lord, please have mercy. Give her safe traveling mercy, Father. Bless her, Father, as she on her way to a job. Lord, I'm also asking you for safe and protection, Lord, that you keep her, Lord, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father, as she's driving on the highway. And even when she gets to a job, keep her, Father, and protect her. And, Father, I pray for my sisters and brothers' unspoken requests also, Father, for the protection, Lord, for God to heal them, for God to speak to them, give them that understanding that they stand in need of. And, Father, I just pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to work with us on the prayer line. Help us to be prepared for when you stand up. And when you stand up, Father, it's going to be done and finished, Lord. Help us to be ready. Help us to understand that Christ is talking to us today, helping us today through all things. Christ don't want to take, he can't take sick bodies. And we need to be healed of our sickness, because when they priest had to go and sacrifice, Father, he had to find a lamb or an animal. That animal had to be without a spot, without wrinkles. That animal had to be clean and perfect to sacrifice, Lord. So that's how you are calling for us. But, Lord, you said that you are willing and able to help your children. So help us, Lord, that we are coming up higher and being perfect in Christ. And, Lord, and allow that righteousness of Christ rain down on us, that we may partake of his grace and his holiness. So, Father, thank you. Thank you this evening. Bless Sister Power, Lord, Father, Sister Sophie, in their divine appointment, Lord. I'm asking you to bless that. Bless all what they have done, Lord, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. So give them safe traveling mercy, Father. And, Lord, thank you for what you have done. Now, Lord, Father, Sister Tamiko had a request in prayer, praying for her family, her son, Lord, her daughter, while she's traveling back and forth to work, Lord. We ask him that you give us safety, Lord, and protect her through. We know that people has been so many things robbed and killed and on their way home and all sorts of things going on in this world, Lord. Father, we ask him for the Holy Spirit to send your holy angels to protect your people and to keep them, Father, in every area, Father. And now, Lord, we lift up Brother Eli to you, his request, Lord, for his mom, Jahari, and this other young lady. He prayed for all those requests. Father, we pray and ask him that you answer according to your will, Father. Strengthen them. Help them, Lord. And, Lord, we also lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John and the babies, Father, as they go and travel tomorrow. We lift them up to you, Father, to protect them and keep them while they're driving on a dangerous highway, Father. And I'm asking, Lord, to send your holy angels before them and help them to get to their destination safe. Heavenly Father, I'm lifting up unspoken requests to you, Father, that these unspoken, my brothers and sisters that's on the prayer line, Lord, family, up to you. I'm lifting them up to you, Father, that they're going to be in good health, that they thank and they praise in their heart, Lord, what they have prayed for. I'm asking you to bless them. I'm asking that you work it out for them, Lord, because they come to you in prayer, in secret. So help them, Lord, as they come to you. Fill their heart, Father, with your spirit, and also keep them, Father, and protect them. And Heavenly Father, Brother Rick and Ashley. Lord, we lift up all the brothers and sisters. Brother Udy, Lord, I lift up Brother Udy on the prayer line. Lord, his family, Lord Father, his store. I'm asking that you bless that store, Lord Father. Allow the people to know that this is what Christ wants us to do, to heal, to speak to people, to bring them in to Christ and Christ's saving grace. So thank you, Lord. And Father, as we pray for all, Sister Katie, Lord, lifting up Sister Katie, baby, Brother O'Neill, Father, lifting up Brother O'Neill in prayer and his children and his family, Father, just asking you to be with him. Father, Lord, if I forgot any name, how Sister Stephanie, Lord, asking you, Lord, to continue to work in her your goodness and the word, Lord, as she go out to share and speak to people, Father. We just thank you for what you're doing with her. Oh, Father, and Lord, if there's anybody else that I have forgotten, Lord God, you know, lifting up my family to you, lifting up Sister Power family and our children to you, Father, lifting up all my brothers and sisters that own this prayer line, Sister Constanelli, Sister, oh, Lord, I can't remember all names, but, Lord, you know the names. You know all who've been on this prayer line, so we thank you for all these names, all these people have joined. And even we lifting up the people from other countries that join us, Lord. I'm asking you to bless them and teach them, Lord, your will. Teach them your way, Lord, that they may be blessed in their home, that they may be blessed going out and coming in, Lord. Thank you for them joining a prayer line and listening in. I bless my friends I can't think of the place. Alexandria. Bless my friends in Alexandria. Bless my friends also in Texas and New York. Lord, Sophie is in Jersey. Sister Power daughter in Jersey. Sister Sophia is in Connecticut. All these places, Lord, bless us. Bless your people, Father. Even all the churches, the Adventist churches, Lord, bless us that we can get more and more of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we ask in all this, and we first, last, we ask you to bless the word tonight, Lord, and give us that word. Feed us, Father, your word, and that we may grow. And, Lord, thank you, Father. All this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And, brothers and sisters, I'm going to see if there's anyone else that press one to share. Is there anyone else press one to share? Yes. Yes. Praise God. We have 631. Your line is open and you can share. Amen.
Pleasant good night. Sister Leola, you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clear.
Yeah. Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. And I'm truly a blessing to be alive and well. Thank God for his protective care over our lives. We went out on the street and we came home back safely. Not that we are good, but because of the goodness of God, of the mercies of God. And that's why Lamentation says, it's because of his mercies we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So we want to thank God for his faithfulness unto us. I want to share something very interesting with you guys. Then I'm going to share something else. This is from U.S. Congress in 1953. Benedict F. Fitzgerald, Jr., Special Counsel to U.S. Senate Committee on Interstate and Foreign Commerce. Hear what he says. Public and private funds have been thrown around like confetti at a country fair to close up and destroy clinics, listen to this carefully, destroy clinics and scientific research laboratories, which do not conform to the viewpoint of medical association. Hear what he says further on. There is a reason there is reason to believe that the AMA, the American Medical Association, has been hastily, capricious, arbitrary, and outright dishonest in an interstate conspiracy of alarming proportion. Hear that? Behind and over all this, it is the weirdest conglomeration of corrupt motive, intrigue, selfishness, and jealousy. Yeah, this is about the healthcare system, and this was stated in Congress 1953, August 3rd, 1953. So next thing now, I'm going to share. In 2012, something very interesting happened in America. And let me tell you something carefully. As a people, we have to understand we should not be involved with politics, because all of the politicians, they have a role to play in this nation and in the great controversy. It says, in 2012, Sumit Mundet Moderation Act, H.R. 537. What is this Moderation Act? This Moderation Act is about propaganda. For instance, this something happening and happen and it doesn't, it's just false, falsified information. Listen this carefully again. Obama, but this falsified act was supposed to be an act that only should be used internationally but not domestically. That means that it should not be used by any news media in the United States of America. But they can give information about any country on their news platform, whether by article or whether by audio or whether by television, they could, about other international countries. But within the United States of America, they should not state anything that is of falsified information. So it says in 2012, that act that was formed years ago, but it only was for the international. What happened now? Obama ended the ban on United States domestic propaganda in 2012, right? That act was before 2012. But, so guess what? Domestic propaganda is okay. So Fox News, PBS, CBS, ABC, and all these, CNN, which is the biggest propaganda machine in the United States of America right now, misinformation, falsified information, trust the science. So all this thing is something that we have to analyze. And news media source. Now, I'm not saying that everything that they say is wrong, but majority of what they say are information to control the mind. It's mind control theory. And that's how the enemy operates. He works on the mind. So if somebody, for instance, now with these things that they are using and telling people that safe and effective, really? Safe and effective. What is safe and effective? They said the vaccine is safe and effective. A lot of people run with that, and they bring that to a wide-scale audience and let it be advertised by social media, by influential people. And people listen to these things. Reputation deepens the impression. So if people keep hearing something, safe and effective, they have a doubt about the thing, but they hear safe and effective. Their brain are being automatically wiring. They are wiring the brain. And the more they listen to these narrative and this information, it helps them to make a decision. And when it comes to their job and their family, to support their family, many will go with the flow. That's why Christ said that broad is the way that leads to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to life. I'm going to share a quote as I close from the book Patriots and Prophets. Patriots and Prophets. It's a powerful book. It talks about the health as well. Patriots and Prophets, chapter 54 speak about Samson's situation and what God says to his mother, how she should grow Samson and what things should go inside his body. So it says here in chapter 54, page 556, paragraph 1, it says, the angel prohibition include every unclean thing. The distinction between articles of food as clean and unclean was not merely ceremonial and arbitrary regulation, but was based upon sanitary principles. The observance of this distinction, the marvelous vitality, which for thousands of years has been distinguished the Jewish people, the principle of temperance must be carried further than the mere use of spurious liquors. The use of stimulating and ingestible food is often equally injurious to health, and in many cases sows the seed of drunkenness. True temperance teaches us to dispense entirely with every hurtful and to use judiciously that which is helpful. I'm going to read over that part again. True temperance teaches us to dispense entirely with everything, whether we can digest things inside our mind. We are feeding the mind with whatever it comes in. So whatever we put, we listen to, it shape our mind. It shape our mind to access. It said a habit can be formed within 21 days. Neurologists have studied that a habit can be formed within 21 days. And a habit can be broken in 21 days. So true temperance teaches us to dispense entirely with everything hurtful and to use judiciously that which is helpful. So when it comes to information, when it comes to what we put inside of our body, we have to ensure that we dispense from all of that. We should not put nothing. We should not let anyone coerce us into doing that which is hurtful for our body. And we are living in the last days of earth history, and the enemy is going to throw everything at us as God's people. We may look at the drunkard and say the man is stupid because he drinks alcoholic beverage and he's staggering. We may look at the prostitute, and we may look at all those who are doing all sinful habits that is visual. But when we put stuff in our mind, whatever we listen to, it says it's forming neuroplasticity. It's forming new cells in our brain, in our body, to accept whatever people are saying and not following what God has said. The Bible says in Daniel 1 that Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. That's what the Bible says. He will not defile himself. I don't care who put it there. It was the king. And it was like disrespectful to reject. In the Babylonian system, it's disrespectful to reject what the king has provided. But Daniel asked the person that was in charge, Melchizedek, and tell him that he cannot put this thing inside of his body. And God will work things out for us when we stand up for God. Samuel said, they that honor me, God, referring to God, he will honor. So when we honor God, he will honor us. So thank you, Sister Leola. Keep me in prayer. Pray for my family. And may I be a witness to others.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother O'Neill. We just lift up you and your family also. And so we thank you for that information. You know, as we learn all these things about propagandas, you know, brother, I hear a lot of it when you bring it. And I didn't know too much about it, but I'm praising God that brothers and sisters bring information to the prayer line. And I just want to thank you once again for bringing that to the prayer line. Amen. So thank you. And I'm going to open the line for Sister Stephanie because someone's at my door. So just my husband at the door. So give me just a minute. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. I'm going to open the line for Sister Stephanie so she can give she's going to pray. Sister Stephanie going to bring the word tonight, brothers and sisters, and let us open her line.
Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for bringing that powerful current event update. As we know, we are in the last days, and God said that we're going to see these things and hear these things and know that the end is coming, right? The end is near. And so I'd ask Sister Leola, I'm not sure if she was able to hear me, I don't think she was, to ask you as one of the manservant on the line to lead us into prayer. I'm not sure if she's able. Are you able to open Brother O'Neill's line? Yes.
Yes.
We asked Brother O'Neill to lead us into prayer. We cannot have we cannot have too much prayer, right? And so with bringing those type of message, we are going to ask you to offer a word of prayer for us so that, as I heard you, so that all of us will be able to stand and purpose in our hearts so that we will not be distracted. We will keep our eyes moving.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. Yeah, I'm here. She's telling, most kind, living and eternal, Father, we pause to acknowledge your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we see exactly what is going on in these last days of our history. We are living in interesting times. And as a people, God, you have called us to humble ourselves and to allow you to lead and to guide us. The enemy is trying to distract our minds, oh God, from the work that Christ is doing in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. So many believers, the work was ended at the cross, but us, Seventh-day Adventists that you have called, you know that there was other phase of the work that should be done, which is the investigative judgment, oh God, the cleansing of the sanctuary. Father, as you cleanse the sanctuary in heaven, oh God, we ask you to help us to cleanse the sanctuary of our hearts, oh God, our minds, oh God, from everything that is filthy, oh God, and make us clean, oh God. Father, when you says we should dispense judiciously, dispense of the things that are harmful and judiciously take that which is good, oh God. You're telling us not just about physical digestion, oh God, but you're talking about mental and spiritual digestion. For you said in your words, by beholding we become changed, oh God. And I ask at this time, oh God, as the Apostle Paul beseeches us in Romans chapter 12, that we be transformed, Lord, by the renewing of our mind, oh God. We ask that you will do it for us, oh God. Father, pray, Lord, that you cleanse us from all sins and from all unrighteousness, oh Lord. Father, we need the most powerful thing in this time, which is your Holy Spirit. Because without your Holy Spirit, oh Lord, we'll make rash decisions, oh God. And in the long term, we may regret them, Lord. And it may cost us eternity. But help us, oh Lord, to abide in thee, oh Lord. Grant us your peace that passes all understanding. Cover your daughter under your blood, O God. Lead her children, O God. Guide them and protect them, O Lord. Father, the ministry that she's doing there, in her part of the vineyard, O God, continue to bless her, that she will continue to share with others the good news of salvation. Father, we know that time soon changes to eternity, Lord. And we know that great trouble is about. We see the forecast, O God. But help us, O Lord, not to look to the doom and the gloom, O God, but look to Jesus, because in him we find strength. Have your own way, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the prayer, Brother O'Neill. Now, brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie, line is already open, and Sister Stephanie, you have it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just linger just a tad bit longer. I touch and agree with the prayers that your manservant have brought to you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will allow the Holy Spirit to encamp around us, agitate our hearts, melt, Lord, our ears, the wax from our ears. Remove, Lord, the scales from our eyes so that we will leave here today, not only hearers, Lord, but doers. Change in your image. Give us your strength. Hold us, Heavenly Father, with your power so that we will move in this time, so that we will move in faith, knowing that if we trust you, if we surrender our all to you, you're worthy to fulfill your promise. Your promises that you will not allow any weapon to form against us prosper. You will not allow the righteous to be forsaken or a seed begging for bread. You will continue to supply all of our needs. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy, and your loving kindness. Touch my lips with cold as we present the message for today that you have in store for your people. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. And I pray that you will continue, Lord, to tarry with your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to share a quick scripture with you. Revelation 22, verse 2, and it says, In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So we want to welcome you to the Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. We know that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. We have heard so many wonderful things. Let me tell you about that lemon. I just wanted to interject because we have shared about the lemon. That lemon is truly, truly powerful. That lemon pulls toxin from your body. Amen. That lemon can clear up a sore throat. I remember I was talking to one of my girlfriend the other day, and she said, my throat is sore. And I got this from one of my older teacher that I worked with. And she said, because I would get hoarse because of my allergy, and she would say, cut the lime and just squeeze it right down in your throat. And when I told my girlfriend that, she said, girl, I'm feeling better already. Amen. I remember Sister Leola was on the line, the prayer line in the morning, and she was stuffed up. And we shared some of those remedies, natural remedies. And when we came back again and listened to her, she sounded so much clearer. So each and every one of you that is on this line today, please note that you are a medical missionary. You have been given the power. You have been given information that you can share with others so that they are able to get resolved. Amen. We're not saying that we're curing anything, but what we're saying is that we have utilized, that's our disclaimer, we have utilized many of these plant-based healthy remedies, and they have given us resolved. And so we have to share those things with each person that we get in contact with. I was talking to one of my other girlfriends. This is Thursday, beloved. I was talking to her, and she was like, she went to the doctor. She's having some pain, in her, by the ribs, and she's having some pain in the back. And she said, the doctor said, it might be inflammation. And one of the questions that I asked her, how much water do you drink? She said, you know what? I don't drink enough water. See, these are things that we can say, right, to individuals that are, I didn't even tell her anything about that. I was just like, what is it you're drinking? How much water are you drinking? And she's able to stop and think. This is what we need to do. We don't have to tell them. We just kind of ask the question and let them start to process it. You're a medical missionary. You have power. I heard Brother John says, let me tell you, Brother John, thank you for your praise report and your testimony. But the Word of God talks about the tongue,
right? Or yes, when we were growing up, they say stick stone or break your bones, but words will not hurt. Oh, yeah, because the word of God tell us that what a soft answer turn it away wrath. There's power in our tongue. Life and death is in our tongue. So, yes, we as believer, right, walking and following after Christ, we have to make sure that we guard our lips and our tongue as we do guard our minds. Because Brother O'Neill pointed out something that they're programming our minds to accept what is evil as good and what is good as evil. I was told today, it's on the news, when, you know, I know you all are hearing all of this thing about the leak from the Supreme Court about Roe versus Wade. Let me tell you, beloved, y'all know that there was no leak. Y'all know that was by design. Amen. They're calling now, I think, for a new White House press secretary, and they say that, you know, she is she's African American, and that gets people to be excited, right? But I went to a historical black school, black college, coming into the United States of America, and I learned about Malcolm X, and he always say, you know, be careful when they put a black face in certain position, right? Whose agenda do they have, right? And so I just want to say, citation of articles and authors in this report does not imply ownership, works, and images presented here fall under fair use section 107 and are used for commentary on globally significant newsworthy events. I want to put that disclaimer in under section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comments, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, education, and research. Our community guidelines state that these point of views and purpose of this session is not intended to bully, harass, or offend anyone, but rather to share opinions and thoughts and truths with individuals curious about the subject matter. This is free of charge, and no monetary tendency is being exchanged. I wanted to point that out. And so as this came out, that the previous White House press secretary, she is moving on, and there's a new one coming. And so when I was talking to my girlfriend, she was like, oh, yeah, and they're going to have the first black, da, 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 da. And so, you know, that incites us, right? That gets us to be excited. Oh, yeah. But then we started to dig a little bit deeper, and it was stated that, you know, she was married to a woman. She's married to a woman. And so we're like, oh, okay. And, you know, and so we have to be careful, right, of what we're being fed. We have to be careful. The messages, right, we're bombarded with so many things, but I can remember about Matthew 24, verse 4, and Jesus answered, right, he spoke to the disciples saying, take heed, let no man deceive you. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to lead us as we present your message today. Allow us to be receptive of it. We claim, Lord, your victory within our life. We claim your light and your standards within our life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so we are reading tonight from the Ministry of Healing, all right, by Ellen G. White, the prophetess. And I'm going to start, I'm going to pick up the knowledge of God, the knowledge through God's education, right? So I'm going to look at that, the knowledge through God's word, the knowledge through God's word. So we're going to pick up on this, and I think we have read some of it again, but the famous thing that I've been hearing, I heard Sister Leola said it, I heard Brother Anil said it, it's a famous statement for me, that that repetition deepens the impression of the soul. These are the message that we are to be fasting and feasting on through this time, right? Clearer revealings of God. And I know I read that, but for some reason, the Holy Spirit is bringing me back here. It says, it is our privilege to reach higher and still higher for clearer revealings of the character of God. And I'm going to read it again. I heard Sister Leola talked about we are to be coming up higher, right? We are not to see God's standards and laws and direction as a burden, right? We are to ask him to help us to reach higher. So if we are only praying and studying, you know, for just a Sabbath school lesson for that 5-10 minutes, we need to ask God to help us to study for more. Give us the strength to be able to wrestle with him longer in our study, in all of the things that we do for him. Amen. So it says, it is, and I'm on page 463, knowledge through God's word, clearer revealings of God. It is our privilege to reach higher and still higher for clearer revealings of the character of God. When Moses prayed, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The Lord did not rebuke him, but he granted his prayer. God declared to his servant, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Exodus 33:18-19. And this is beautiful because we are studying on the Chat and Chew interactive Bible study, the story of redemption, and we're actually learning about Moses and how he had to deal with over a million people, right? And each time that God blessed them, they start to complain. They forget. As soon as they're in a little storm, they forget. They start complaining. They start rebuking. They start chastising. They start chiding Moses. And I often think, isn't that like us? How God has blessed us, though we don't deserve it. And as soon as we start going through some storm, as soon as the boat start rocking, we forget about all the good things that God has done for us. We forget about his promises, right? And so I want to have the experience of Moses, where I can petition and talk to God like a friend. Moses was like a friend to God. He was very bold. He was like, God, I'm not going to go unless you go with me through to this people. He was petitioning on behalf of the people, the Israelites, when they did all kind of wrong, when they sinned against God repeatedly. He was advocating for them. And he went to God boldly, right? And when God said, you know what, I'm going to wipe them all out. I'm not going to let them go to the promised land. Right? This is in chapter 18 and chapter 19 and chapter 20 of the story of redemption, right? And he says, God, you can't do that. Because if you do that, the people are going to think that you're evil. The people are going to think that you don't keep your word. This was the relationship that Moses had. And I was like, I want that type of relationship so I can go to God like a friend, like a father. Right? And so this is what Moses did to he proclaimed, he said, God said, I will make my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. It is sin that darkens our minds and dims our perception. Sometimes, you know, we can't see clearly, right? And we ask ourselves, why can't we see? It is the sin. It says, it is sin that darkens our minds and dims our perception. As sin is purged from our heart, the light, this is so beautiful. I'm telling you, I think I've been reading this for the last two, three weeks, and it's like medicine to my bone. It is sin that darkens our minds and dims our perception. As sin is purged from our heart, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ illuminating his word and reflected from the face of nature more and more fully will declare him merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34:6. In his light shall we see light.
until mind and heart and soul are transformed into the image of his holiness. For those who thus lay hold of the divine assurances of God's word, there are wonderful possibilities. Before them lie vast fields of truth, vast resources of power. Glorious things are to be revealed. Privileges and duties which they do not even suspect to be in the Bible will be made manifest. All who walk in the path of what? Humble obedience, fulfilling his purpose, will know more and more of the oracles of God. Let the student take the Bible as his guide and stand firm for principle, and he may aspire to any height of attainment. All the philosophies of human nature have led to confusion and shame when God has not been recognized as all in all. And we're hearing that now, right? There was this this man that came up on my phone, on, you know, and he was talking. At first, he sounded like he was talking some good things. And then when I started to dig, because I'm like, listen, I'm not going to waste my time. When I started to dig about, I found that, quote, unquote, he claimed he's married to two women together. Right? And, well, we know, you know, had, you know. And I was like, wait a minute. Click. I won't be listening to you anymore. So we got to be careful what we're looking at, what we're listening to, right? And really dig deep and say, let me see. Let me kind of sift through. Because the word of God says back in Matthew 24, if down to the very elect will be deceived, if it is at all possible. All right? And we know it's possible, so we have to guard our mind, guard what we're looking at and what we're hearing. Amen? It says, all the philosophies of human nature have led to confusion and shame when God has not been recognized as all in all. And this person was a former pastor. Okay, I hope y'all are sitting down. Yeah, the one that I'm talking to, he has left the church, and now he's not our faith. So let me put that out there. And now he, you know, he say he doesn't believe in God, whatever it is, it's just distorted. And you can see by your fruit, you are known, right? And because now you say you're married to two women. But the precious faith, so that means God is not being recognized in that. But the precious faith inspired of God imparts strength and nobility of character. As his goodness, his mercy, and his love are dwelt upon, clearer and still clearer will be the perception of truth. Higher, holier, the desire for purity of heart and clearness of thought, the soul dwelling in the pure atmosphere of holy thought is transformed by intercourse with God through the study of his word. Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. And the natural powers are enlarged because of the holy obedience. I'm going to read that again. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. And that's because of truth, right? Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. And the natural powers are enlarged because of holy obedience of the word of life. Students may come forth with minds expanded, elevated, ennobled, if they are, Brother Anil talks about this man, right, this man of God. If they are like Daniel, hearers and doers of the word of God, they may advance as he did in all branches of learning. Being pure-minded, they will become strong-minded. Every intellectual faculty will be quickened. They may so educate and discipline themselves that all within the sphere of their influence shall see what man can be. I'm going to read that again. Being pure-minded, they will become strong-minded. Every intellectual faculty will be quickened. They may so educate and discipline themselves that all within the sphere of their influence shall see what man can be and what he can do when connected with the God of wisdom. I'm going to continue, and this portion is called Education in the Life Eternal. Our life work here is a preparation for the life eternal. I'm still in knowledge through God's word. Our life work here is a preparation for the life eternal. So we have to be practicing on earth how we are going to live in heaven. Amen. We can't start trying to do it now or trying to wait till Jesus' second coming, right? Just like the three Hebrew boy, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, just like Daniel, they were prepared right before that test, right? So it says our life work here is a preparation for the life eternal. The education begun here will not be completed in this life. It will be going forward through all eternity. Ever progressing, never completed. More and more fully will be revealed the wisdom and love of God in the plan of redemption. They said the work of salvation is a lifetime, right? The Savior, as he leads his children to the fountains of living waters, will impart rich stores of knowledge. And day by day, the wonderful works of God, the evidences of his power in creating and sustaining the universe, will open before the mind in new beauty. In the light that shines from the throne, mysteries will disappear, and the soul will be filled with astonishment at the simplicity of the things that were never before comprehended. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know even as also we are known. I think this is 1 Corinthians 13. 1 through 13, or 13 is that this section in that as well. And I would implore that all of us read that chapter about love. Amen and amen. You read that text every day, day and night. And I think the prophetess also recommend that we read that, day and night. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. We continue to ask on that, right, so that we can really see how we are to be loving each other, how we are to be showing God's goodness and his character through us to others that we come in contact with. All right, so I continue. It says, so I'm done with that one. Okay, I was looking at this. I was like, is this the one that I have on my paper? All right, so the next portion that we're going to read is help in daily life. It says, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. It says, there is an eloquence far more powerful than the eloquence of words in the quiet, consistent life of a pure, true Christian. What a man is has more influence than what he says. The officers who were sent to Jesus came back with the report that never man spoke as he spoke, but the reason for this was that never man lived as he lived. Had his life been other than it was, he could not have spoken as he did. And you could think about where he was born, right? That gave him that experience. He was not born in a palace, right? He was born in a manger. I hear Sister Powell share that all the time. That humbles you. His words bore with them a convincing power because they came from a heart pure and holy, full of love and sympathy, benevolence and truth. It is our own character and experience that determine our influence upon others. In order to convince others of the power of Christ's grace, we must know its power in our own hearts and lives. The gospel we present for the saving of souls must be the gospel by which our souls are saved. Only through a living faith in Christ as a personal Savior is it possible to make our influence felt in a skeptical world. If we would draw sinners out of the swift running current, our own feet must be firmly set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. I know last week we studied about an experiential knowledge with God, right? We have to experience God for ourselves before we can share the goodness of God. Amen. So nobody wants to buy something from someone who has not used their own product, right? So if you can't talk about what God has done in your life, you will not be able to convince or share it with somebody else. Amen. And it says that right. I'm going to read that again. It says, if we would draw sinners out of the swift running current, our own feet must be firmly set upon the rock, Christ Jesus. The badge of Christianity is not an outward sign, not the wearing of a cross or a crown. You know, you see a lot of people, they wear a cross on a chain, and they were like, yeah, I'm wearing this to be connected or to share that, you know, I'm a Christian. But that's not what it says right here, right? It says the badge of Christianity is not an outward sign, not the wearing of a cross or a crown, but it is that which reveals the union of man with God. So by our fruits we shall be known. By the power of his grace manifested in the transformation of character, the world is to be convinced that God has sent his Son as its Redeemer. No other influence that can surround the human soul has such power as the influence of an unselfish life. The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a loving and lovable Christian. I'm going to say that again. I am going to say these two sentences again. Now, no other influence that can surround the human soul has such power as the influence of an unselfish life. The strongest argument in favor of the gospel is a loving and lovable Christian. Amen and amen. And so my next segment, I have a couple more segments that I will be reading. We will be concluding shortly. And this portion is, I'm going to take this from In Contact with Others, page 488 through 489. And it says, speak no evil. Speak no evil. Brother John alluded to that today about words, right, that come out of our mouths, how detrimental they can be to others. Amen. Especially when we're saying that we are follower of Jesus Christ, we are Christians, right? But our words, the things that come out of with our mouths are curses and not blessings. It says, if we have a sense of the long-suffering of God toward us, we shall not be found judging or accusing others. When Christ was living on the earth, how surprised his associate would have been if after becoming acquainted with him, they had heard him speak one word of accusation, of fault-finding, or of impatience. Let us never forget that those who love him are to represent him in character. I am going to read that again. We need to guard our tongue. Let us never forget that those who love him are to represent him in character. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not rendering evil for evil or railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto cause that ye should inherit a blessing. Romans 12:10, 1 Peter 3:9. Amen and amen. My last segment that I have for you today is found on page 465. Is found on, because I did 465 already, right? Education in life eternal. Let me make sure that I, 465, yep. Yep, I did that. All right, I'm just making sure I'm looking at my notes. All right, so now I'm in development and service, and this is our final portion for tonight. I'm on 495, and we are going to go through 497, all right? And it says, quit you like men. Be strong. Development and service. Quit you like men. Be strong. Christian life is more than many take it to be. It does not consist wholly in gentleness, patience, meekness, and kindliness. These graces are essential, but there is need also of courage, force, energy, and perseverance. The path that Christ marks out, a narrow, self-denying path. To enter the path pressed on through difficulties and discouragement requires men who are more than weakling. I'm going to read it again. The path that Christ marks out is a narrow, self-denying path. To enter that path and press on through difficulties and discouragement requires men who are more than weaklings. Force of character. Men of stamina are wanted. Men who will not wait to have their way smooth and every obstacle is removed. Men who will inspire with fresh zeal the flagging efforts of dispirited workers. Men whose hearts are warm with Christian love and whose hands are strong to do their master's work. Some who engage in missionary service are weak, nerveless, spiritless, easily discouraged. They lack push. They have not those positive traits of character that give power to do something. The spirit and energy that kindle enthusiasm. Those who would win success must be courageous and hopeful. They should cultivate not only the passive but the active virtues. While they are to give the soft answer that turns away wrath, they must possess the courage of a hero to resist evil with the charity that endures all things. They need the force of character that will make their influence a positive power. Some have no firmness of character. Their plans and purposes have no definite form and consistency. They are of but little practical use in the world. This weakness, indecision, and inefficiencies should be overcome. There is, in true Christian, an indomitableness and that cannot be molded or subdued by adverse circumstances. We must have moral backbone and integrity that cannot be flattered, bribed, or terrified. I'm going to read it again. There is in true Christian character an indomitableness that cannot be molded or subdued by adverse circumstances. We must have moral background and integrity that cannot be flattered, bribed, or terrified. Here ends the reading, the message for tonight. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you will use the information that God has allowed you to hear today to put it in action as you come in contact, as you go through the daily life of this journey that we're on earth. Amen and amen. Sister Powell, Sister Leola, so used to say Sister Powell, I'm going to go ahead and pray and bring us to a close. If after the prayer you want to open the line for queries, comments, and feedback, you can certainly do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this message. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give us your backbone where we will not be thrown to every wind and doctrine, Lord, where we will not be deceived. We will have your spiritual strength, Lord, to stand up where we will not be bribed. We will not be terrified, Lord. We will not be forced to consume something into this temple that you have given us, Lord, which will cloud our minds and our hearts. But we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will strengthen us so that we will use our tongue to bless, to encourage, to speak your everlasting gospel, so that others could come to know about this good man, Savior Jesus Christ. Be with us tonight and continue, Heavenly Father, to stir our hearts so that we will fully come up higher. We will raise up the standard. We will not be as agitated. We will learn more about you. We will give our all so that you can emulate through us and we will be able to infect others. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Be with Sister Powell and her family, Lord, as they are in the marriage and the wedding, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, we pray that they will all be ready for your marriage. We will be deemed as the wise virgin and not the foolish. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the message that we've had. Now, brothers and sisters, Sister Stephanie has brought a message, and if anyone have any comments, I'm asking that you press 1, that you will be able to share or comment on the message that she had, that she brought to us tonight. Amen. If there's anyone. Okay, we just have one, sister. Okay. 857, your line is open.
Amen.
You have a comment?
Amen. Yes, for my dear Sister Stephanie, Sister Miola, I want to thank Sister Stephanie for the message, because the message is about healthy relationship with others. We have to forgive to one another, forgive people. You have to forgive one another. You have to help them pray, Sister Miola, and help them pray, Sister Stephanie, and Sister Stephanie, we have to help each other. We have to help each other, my dear sister, because Sister Stephanie, there is people out there who needs the Lord, Sister Stephanie. There's people out there, Sister Stephanie. Some Jamaican, Sister Stephanie, my Jamaican friend needs the Lord, Sister Stephanie. Sister Miola, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie me do a powerful prayer for Brother Javel before she leaves?
Amen.
I don't know, can she do a powerful prayer for him that
okay.
He will be Seventh-day Adventist? Amen. Do you ask
her
for me? Amen. Pray for Brother Javel.
Okay, amen. Amen. Sister Stephanie, Brother Eli, request a prayer, if you can pray a short prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, as we are at the end of this message. You heard, Brother Eli, your children, your son, Lord, he's asking you, Lord, for just for you to go by and bless Brother Javel. Lord, touch his heart. He is fervently praying, Lord, and we know that you can do more. You can do all, Lord. You can do all things, not do more, but you can do all things but fail. So we pray that you will give Brother Eli your peace, to let him know that you are an on-time God and you're on the throne and you're working. Our job is just to plant the seed and allow the Holy Spirit to water. So we pray that you will go before Brother Eli, Heavenly Father, and you will touch Brother Javel, Brother Jahari, all the individuals that have been prayed upon before. Their names have been presented to you. You know them by their very ear on their head. So we ask you to bless them accordingly, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, Sister Stephanie. Thank you for lifting up Javel and the others in prayer. Amen. And we have one more. We got 631. We open in your line. 631-552. Amen.
I want to say amen. Thank God for using my dear sister Stephanie for sharing that presentation. It's so encouraging to know that God can use his people, and he wants us to know that he's able to use us to do a mighty work, especially in these closing seasons of Earth history. And also the point that you read about how we treat others is very important, because remember when Satan was contending for the body of Moses. Because remember, he knew that Moses' situation when he struck the rock, when God told him what to do and he did opposite because of the people, he did it. And God told him that he would not go into Canaan, in earthly Canaan. So the devil used that one to say that Moses sinned, so he should not inherit eternal life and be in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing, Satan, in contending and striving with him. He only said, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. So many situations that the people of God are in a lot of controversy right now based on somebody else stands on something. And because you do not agree, you don't think that you should talk to the person. Many people go as block the person from their social media platform. So we see that that's not the character that God. God wants men with what? Backbone in these last days, as Sister Stephanie shared. I want to share this quote from one of my favorite books, Education. And one of my favorite quotes, Education, page 57, I'm going to read both of them, 57.3 and 57.4, short paragraph, only take a minute. The greatest want of the world is the want of men, men who will not be bought or sold, men who in their inmost souls are true and honest, men who do not fear to call sin by its right name, men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole. Men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. But such a character is not the result of accident. It is not due to special favor or endowment of providence. A noble character is the result of self-discipline, of the subject of the lower to the higher nature, the surrender of self for the service of love to God and man. Surrender of self. So we see that self is the enemy. Self is the enemy. And if we can overcome self by allowing the Spirit of God to lead and direct our life, then we will be like Jesus. Because the Bible tells us in Psalms 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. The law that Christ is talking about, not just the moral law, but the law of life. The law of life is to totally depend on God. And we see when we drift from God, then we're going to do our own way. And we know where our own way came from. It came from Lucifer. So thank you for sharing that reminder with us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Comment, sister? You want to close out and comment?
Amen. Amen. I think he has said it all. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my
redeemer,
I pray. He said it all. Yeah, he said it all. Nothing else need to be said, right? And we need to take that on to as we're preparing for, you know, expecting to enter into the Sabbath with our Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes, indeed. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to end with that. And by God's grace, I'm hoping you will be here with us tomorrow night on the Sabbath. So God bless, and everyone have a very good night's sleep. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be than anything that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be than anything that this world affords today.